Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
If you are a lover of the wild, and you know, let me tell you, when I say the wild, I mean all kinds of things. I remember not even decades ago, right, where there were particular, and I'm sure if you were fortunate enough to have family or you come from a rural part of South Africa, there are things that are no longer there. There's fruit that's no longer there. There's vegetation that's no longer there. There are animals that you don't see anymore. So much is changing, but it's changing so rapidly that the idea of conserving our conservation, all the things that are in that ecosystem is no longer just something for others. It's something that all of us need to engage with. So you probably know the Endangered Wildlife Trust, and they do a lot of work around this, you know, and they also do wonderful, collaborations with other partners where you're able to go and explore, and they can take you on walks and tours and all of those things. Because in the end, I think we want to make sure that generations to come still have the luxury of experiencing nature in the kind of ways that we are, even though so much has changed since, you know, two generations before us. So there is a lot of work that is going into conserving our vegetation and all of the things that I've just been speaking about. And there's going to be a fantastic auction. So if you are interested, there's going to be an upcoming, it's called Giving Tuesday auction. It is put together by the Endangered Life Trust. And I do want to welcome onto the show my guest being Tammy Baker, who's a donor relations officer. Tammy, thank you so much for talking to us this evening. Good evening and welcome.
Hi, Camilo. Thanks so much for having me.
Tammy, let's just start by maybe introducing the Endangered Wildlife Trust to everybody. Just maybe, you know, maybe I didn't do a good enough job. Just give us a good sense of who the Endangered Wildlife Trust is.
Thanks, Camilo. I think you did a great job. But just to elaborate on that a little bit. So we were founded in 1973. So we're more than 50 years old. And since then, we've been working to save species, conserve habitat, and really just benefit people. Like you were alluding to earlier, I mean, we all rely on nature, and if we don't look after our natural heritage for generations to come, then we've only got ourselves to blame, really. Mm-hmm. So we work across 9 strategic landscapes across Africa, and we've identified these landscapes as extremely important biodiversity as well as strategic water source areas. And we work on all sorts of species, and in incredibly diverse landscapes. So we work on anything from frogs, snakes, butterflies, to the more charismatic sort of species like wild dogs, cheetahs, and very importantly, vultures. Yeah, so that's a little bit more about us.
Mm. And just maybe by way of how things have changed, I alluded to that a little bit earlier, you know, really in real terms, because you work with us all the time, just how much have things changed? Let's say, give or take 10 years.
Yeah, I think, I think a lot of people are aware of the rapid changes that are happening across the globe. You know, I'm a big David Attenborough fan, and I think most people are, and have been watching him for years. And it's almost like every single documentary that you watch of his is just becoming more and more dire. I mean, the way that our oceans are, you know, the coral reefs are getting wiped out. How climate change is affecting our weather, and our weather is becoming a lot more extreme. And just the amount of habitat that we, you know, natural pristine habitat that we're losing is it's very very alarming and astonishing. I'm very very passionate about vulture conservation, working for an organization that works so closely on vulture conservation. And you know, I've got a couple of experts saying, you know, if we don't do something now, we're likely to lose these iconic and incredibly important birds in the next sort of 10 years. So, yeah, it's very alarming. You know, that we are making good strides and we are doing incredibly good work, but there's a lot more that needs to be done, and we need a lot more people to be aware of what is going on.
And maybe just to, by way of example, because sometimes, you know, you think, well, there's a bird that we're no longer going to see in a couple of years, or whatever species I'm not going to see, and you think this is only something that you engage with as a bird lover. But for instance, if we talk about bees, and yes, you may not necessarily engage with bees, but actually a lot of what we eat is reliant on bees. And without bees, we're in trouble.
Absolutely. And you know, if you follow sort of what's happening in the insect world, it's another very, very alarming alarming decline, because, you know, these are our pollinators, and
yes,
we rely on pollinators for our food source. I mean, you know, I'll go back again to something sort of iconic, like our vultures. And, you know, all of our vultures have been listed as either critically endangered or endangered. And the ecosystem services that they perform really cannot be replaced. There's nothing that performs what a vulture can actually do. And I think a lot of species, you know, you alluded to bees, fulfill a similar role. And if we lose these species, it's going to cost billions in public health and waste management costs. So, you know, the ecosystem services that nature provides, it cannot be replaced. Basically.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that's it. You know, it's no longer out there. This really can impact us directly in ways that we've never imagined. So maybe just talk to us a little bit about the work that you do at Endangered Wildlife Trust. Tammy?
So I'm lucky enough to have been working for the EWT for nearly 10 years. I'm a conservationist at heart, but it's not what I studied. I was very lucky to get involved with the organization, coming from a kind of a sales background, I like being with people, I'm a good relationship person.
Yeah.
I'd like to think, but my main role is to raise funds for the Endangered Wildlife Trust. The EWT as a whole organization is we've grown incredibly since I've actually started working for the EWT, and we're investing more than 100 million rand a year directly into conservation. Mm. So we really are a big player in the field. We've got nearly 150 staff as well. So yeah, my role is not it's not a small role. So
yeah,
it's a fundraising role, and it's challenging, but it's extremely rewarding. And our organisation is. It's just something that I'm very passionate about. The people that work for the EWT are just incredible. Just such dedication, and it's wonderful to have a job that gives so much meaning and purpose.
And Tammy, just by way of demonstrating, you know, donor funding comes in different ways, and sometimes you would get money that would be specifically for species X. Or this particular drive. What you're trying to do here is also keep the office going, you know, the people on the ground who implement these programs. And essentially, if I have it correctly, this is what this drive is about.
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. A lot of donors will be very specific with how they want their sort of money to be spent. And it can, and you know, that's kind of line item by line item is what you're allowed to do with it. But the Endangered Wildlife Trust is, as I mentioned, is a big organisation, and it takes a lot of support in the background. So I would form part of a team which we refer to as support services, and we've got a comms team, social media people, we've got an incredible finance team which is all about our good governance and our reputation, which is obviously everything to us. So we've got a big team behind the conservationists that are on the ground, and you know, getting that sort of funding is very difficult. But you need to find the right people, and these sort of this Giving Tuesday campaign that you alluded to is going to form part of our annual fundraising campaign, and we hope that it can raise some big money. We're especially interested in breaking into the US markets, as you know, and the European market, because obviously the money goes a lot further in South Africa. So, yeah, Giving Tuesday is actually very big in the States, but it's gaining traction in South Africa now as well.
So, how does it work? How do we become a part of it?
So, this is a very, very cool online auction campaign. So people can take part, you know, just from their devices or their laptop. And we've got some really cool prizes up for grabs. So we partnered with Go to Africa, which are big supporters of ours. And they curate trips to Africa. So they're specialists. And they've donated some really, really awesome trips. And, I mean, the beauty of it is that everything that is raised is going directly to the EWT. Mm. So people are looking for an incredible trip across Africa. We've got loads of those up for grabs. We've also paired some of these accommodation prizes with some EWT experiences. For instance, tracking cheetah in the Waterberg, visiting our wild dog and cheetah holding facility, which is also situated in the Waterberg. We're going to do a very cool vulture tagging experience as well. So, yeah, we put together some wonderful EWT experiences, which are kind of once in a lifetime. You can't really just do them at any stage. And we've also got some really beautiful artwork up for grabs. So if people want to get involved, they should go to our website, which is it's just EWT.org. And, we've advertised very well on our website. Yes. You'll see there's just Giving Tuesday campaign all over the place. So you just click on that and you find that auction website and you get bidding. I mean, it can be quite exciting. We hope that people will bid enthusiastically and we can raise some serious dollars.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you talking to us this evening. That is Tammy Baker, who is from the Endangered Wildlife, and she's a donor relations officer. And Tammy Baker there, thank you so much for your time. This interview was brought to you by the Endangered Wildlife Trust. Join the EWRT's Giving Tuesday's online auction where adventure meets impact. So go to their website and you'll get all those details.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.